to the official podcast for St. Philip's Episcopal Church in Rochester, Michigan. You can learn more about our church at our website, stpfeeds.org. Our Sunday services are at 8 and 10 a.m., and all are welcome. This podcast is the sermon for Sunday, February 9th, 2020, by the Reverend Eric Williams.
It's a little awkward, I have to tell you, to come back from a week in New Orleans and have our first reading be about fasting. Because I want to tell you that nothing in our week in New Orleans had anything to do with fasting. We ate our way through the city from Café du Monde and the beignets, where I learned they use over 1,000 pounds of powdered sugar every day. It's kind of obscene, really, that much sugar. From there to the Central Market, where they make these muffaletta sandwiches, the best sandwich in the world, we went to a cooking class at the New Orleans Cooking School, or whatever it's called, School of Culinary Arts, and had a demonstration of Creole cooking, and then we tried out as many different restaurants as possible. I'm sure I gained about 10 pounds. One thing we found when we were traveling around was that every store and every restaurant has their particular blend of spices. There are, our cooking instructor hated the title of this one, but one of the more popular ones was Slap Yo Mama Spice and Hot Sauce. And there was Joe's, who was the founder of this cooking school. He had his own. And Paul Prudhomme, who really popularized Creole cooking, back in the 60s and 70s. He has his own blend of spices, and Emeril, of course, has his blend, and many, many others. All of them, this custom blend of spices. And our teacher was saying, you know, it's interesting, every region of the country has their own kind of special spices. We have Penzi's here in the Midwest, wonderful store where you can get all kinds of spices. Back in California, where I was from, it was Lowry's. Seasonings, all these different particular regional blends of spices, and we use these to give flavor to our food. So I was thinking about that as I read our gospel, where Jesus tells us that we are the salt of the earth. Now we know that salt can lead to high blood pressure, so today let's do a little substitution. Maybe you've had to do this in your own life, but instead of salt, think about just seasoning. You are the seasoning of the world. He doesn't say you should become seasoning. He says you are the salt of the earth. You already have that. You are giving that to the world. But sometimes you're prevented. Sometimes you lose that sense of seasoning. Sometimes now this doesn't happen in New Orleans, but sometimes you lose the flavor. Something goes out of it. It just becomes insipid and kind of tired. He said, no, make sure it's invigorated. Make sure you get the best blend of seasoning you can, and you are also the light of the world. We had a wonderful experience, those who attended the consecration of our new bishop yesterday, a long service, but a very inspiring service. There was a lot of different flavors in that service, a lot of different seasonings. We had an Irish band accompanying hymns. We had a gospel choir. We had a children's choir. We had an adult choir of about 150 people. We had bishops from all over the country and beyond. We had members of our congregation serving in different ways. Rad Jones is not here today because he's been on the security detail for this whole weekend. He was there yesterday. He was there Friday with the presiding bishop, and he is today at the cathedral where they're having the seating, the official seating of a bishop. You know why it's called a cathedral? Anyone ever wonder why we call the one church in a diocese gets called a cathedral? It just means the church of the chair. Cathedra means chair. And so, you know, we got nice chairs here, but the cathedral has a special chair that is the bishop's chair. Only the cathedral has that cathedra, and that's why it is called the cathedral. So the bishop is being, in a fancy ceremony, officially seated in her very own chair. Isn't that cool? You become a bishop, you get your own chair. So that is where Rad is today. We had people, Megan Lindley was part of the youth deputation that brought water from all of the Great Lakes and all over the country and the world. Water was brought and poured into a baptismal font and used to sprinkle us with water during the service. That was a neat flavor. There was the flavor of our preacher, the Bishop of Indianapolis, Jennifer Baskerville Burroughs, who preached just a magnificent sermon. And I was looking around at all the people in that auditorium, over 1,200 people from around the diocese, friends of Bonnie's from Chicago and other places. And I was thinking, what a marvelous assemblage of flavors and seasonings that all came together to create this amazing worship experience. And I think that's our vocation too, to somehow bring our own gifts, whatever they are, not to diminish them or to doubt them or to hide them under a bushel, but to let them shine, to bring the particular flavors of faith and life and experience that we all have, bring them together and see what wonderful jambalaya God can make out of us. What wonderful gumbo. I think Susan's making gumbo tonight. She was inspired by our cooking class, so she's trying out her blend of seasonings for that. We're kind of a spiritual gumbo, I think, bringing together all these different regional and particular flavors into one magnificent dish that is for the feeding and the nourishment of the world. That's why we're in church. That's why we come together. But we are blocked sometimes by fear. The presiding bishop talked to the clergy on Friday about this just spirit of darkness that seems to be overwhelming us, this divisiveness and negativity. He was at a meeting, Michael Curry was, of all the primates. These are the head bishops of every country that represents the Anglican Communion. So Africa and Latin America and Asia, Canada, United States, England, all over, all the primates came together. And one by one, they told the same story of people paralyzed by this sense of meanness and anger and fear. And he said, you know, we have to overcome that. How do we combat this spiritual difficulty that prevents us from becoming the people that God intends us to be? How do we get past that or through it or you know, move our way towards the vision that God has for us? Well, I think our scriptures today give us a clue. And that is prayer and worship. Isaiah talks about that. But prayer and worship that are also connected to action. Prayer that leads to action. Not the kind of hollow, empty worship that Isaiah was criticizing in his day, but the kind of worship that inspires us to bring our light out into the world and to share the seasoning that God has given us with the world. It's going to be a theme, I think, for us going forward this year at St. Philip's, to root ourselves more deeply in prayer and in our relationship with God, to uncover and release within us the wonderful gifts that God has given us, and to be back in touch with that through the disciplines and life and habits of prayer. But not just for its own sake, not just to be navel-gazing, so that we can use that for the glory of God and the building up of God's people, to feed the hungry and to help and assist the poor and to be with those who are homeless and to tackle some of the problems that we see in our own area. We see through Neighborhood House, that we see in Pontiac and Detroit, and the loneliness that we see even here in Rochester and Rochester Hills, and to be the people of God, full of flavor and seasoning and life, and ready to shine with God's light. I caught a little of that vision this weekend. I tasted it in New Orleans in my own way, but I really felt it in this weekend with Michael, our presiding bishop, and Bonnie, our new bishop, and that whole assemblage from around our diocese and the church. It's possible for us. It's our call, and I'm excited to see how this will take root and grow here at St. Philip.